Welcome back.
Antiphon from Mass.
Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Grant us the Holy Spirit to pray as we must on this holy feast of the guardian angels. We give you thanks, O guardian angels. I give you thanks, guardian angel of mine, for all the grace and all the love that you have given me. And I give God thanks above all for giving this saintly angel to me, to look after me and shepherd me. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Shortened form of the Divine Office for today, Psalm 129. They have pressed me hard. God will gain the victory for you over all your enemies. This song, this is the voice of the Church lamenting its suffering, is heard in this psalm, St. Augustine. They have pressed me hard from my youth. This is Israel's song. They have pressed me hard from my youth, but could never destroy me. They plowed my back like plowmen, drawing long furrows. But the Lord, who is just, has destroyed the yoke of the wicked. Let them be ashamed and routed, those who hate Zion. Let them be like grass on the roof that withers before it flowers. With that, no reaper fills his arms, no binder makes his sheaves. And those passing by will not say, on you the Lord's blessing. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God will gain the victory for you over all your enemies. Now we're going to get our readings, including our special reading for the guardian angel. Guardian angels, all the guardian angels, and ask God to give us that childlike spirit, that childlike faith, so that we can see the impact of the invisible world. Please, Lord. A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. The example of Paul is the caption the Church has chosen. My brothers, rejoice in the Lord. I find writing you these things no burden, and for you it is a safeguard. Beware of unbelieving dogs. Watch out for workers of evil. Be on guard against those who mutilate. It is we who are the circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, rather than putting our trust in the flesh, although I can be confident even there. If anyone thinks he has a right to put his trust in external evidence, all the more can I. I was circumcised on the eighth day, being of the stock of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew origins. In legal observance, I was a Pharisee, and so zealous that I persecuted the church. I was above reproach when it came to justice based on the law. But those things I used to consider gain, I have now reappraised as loss in light of Christ. I have come to rate all as loss in the light of the surpassing knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ. For his sake I have forfeited everything. I have accounted all else rubbish, so that Christ may be my wealth, and I may be in him, not have any justice of my own, based on observance of the law. The justice I possess is that which comes through faith in Christ. It has its origin in God and is based on faith. I wish to know Christ and the power flowing from his resurrection, likewise to know how to share in his sufferings by being formed into the pattern of his death. Thus do I hope that I may arrive at resurrection from the dead. It is not that I have reached it yet, or have already finished my course, but I am racing to gain the grasp of the prize if possible, since I have been grasped by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not think of myself as having reached the finish line. I give no thought to what lies behind, but push on to what is ahead. My entire attention is on the finish line as I run toward the prize to which God calls me. Life on high in Christ Jesus. All of us who are spiritually mature must have this attitude. If you see it another way, God will clarify the difficulty for you. It is important that we continue on our course, no matter what stage we have reached. I have counted all things worthless so that I might gain Christ. I wish to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and to be one with him in his sufferings. We believe that if we die with Christ, we also shall live with him. I wish to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Second reading is from a sermon by St. Bernard, Abbot, that they might guard you in all your ways. He has given his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. Let them thank the Lord for his mercy, his wonderful works are for the children of men. Let them give thanks and say among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. O Lord, what is man that you have made yourself known to him? Or why do you incline your heart to him? And you do incline your heart to him. You show him your care and your concern. Finally, you send your only Son and the grace of your Spirit, and promise a vision of your countenance, and so that nothing in heaven should be wanting in your concern for us, you send those blessed spirits to serve us, assigning them as our guardians and teachers. He has given his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. These words should fill you with respect, inspire devotion, and instill confidence. Respect for the presence of angels, devotion because of their loving service, and confidence because of their protection. And so the angels are here, they are at your side. They are with you, present on your behalf. They are here to protect you and to serve you. But even if it is God who has given them this charge, we must nonetheless be grateful to them for the great love with which they obey and come to help us in our great need. So let us be devoted and grateful to such great protectors. Let us return their love and honor them as much as we can and should. Yet all our love and honor must go to him, for it is from him that they receive all that makes them worthy of our love and respect. We should then, my brothers, show our affection for the angels, for one day they will be our co-heirs, just as here below they are our guardians and trustees, appointed and set over us by the Father. We are God's children, although it does not seem so, because we are still but small children, under guardians and trustees, and for the present little better than slaves. Even though we are children and have a very long and dangerous way to go, with such protectors, what have we to fear? They who keep us in all our ways cannot be overpowered or led astray, much less lead us astray. They are loyal, prudent, powerful. Why then are we afraid? We have only to follow them, stay close to them, and we shall dwell under the protection of heaven. Responsory prayer. God gave his angels charge over you to protect you in all your ways. They shall lift you up with their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. No evil shall harm you, no plague shall come near your tent. They shall lift you up with their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. The angels will always see the face of my heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, said. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, remembering his promise of mercy. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. The angels will always see the face of my heavenly Father, says the Lord Jesus Christ. The angels carry out God's will. Let us pray that we too may listen carefully for his voice and hear his call as we pray. With the angels we sing of your glory. O God, you made your angels messengers of your marvelous works. Help us to proclaim your wonderful deeds to all men. The angels unceasingly proclaim that you are holy and exalted. May your people on earth join their voices to the angelic song of praise. You commanded your angels to watch over your servants in all their ways, guide those who are traveling, and bring them home safely in joy and peace. You gave the angels the mission of announcing peace to men. Inspire counsels of peace in the hearts of leaders and peoples of all nations. When you send forth the angels to gather together your chosen people from every corner of the earth, do not let them pass over any of your children, but bring them all to the unending gladness of your kingdom. You commanded your angels to guard us in all our ways. Keep us from sin as you lead us in your path this day and night. Father, the angels stand forever before your face, nourish in us a never-failing hope at last of coming into your presence. Your children will be like the angels in heaven. Grant us chastity in both mind and body. Send Michael, the prince of the heavenly host, to the aid of your people. May he defend them against Satan and all his angels on the day of battle. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. Gathering all of our prayers, especially prayers for Bill, for Henry, for Michael, and his mother. And giving thanks, we also thank God that Michael's mother is feeling better now. And giving praise and thanks for being such a good God as to heal. And thanks for healing Michael's mother. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God, our Father, in your loving providence, you send your holy angels to watch over us. Hear our prayers, defend us always by their protection, and let us share your life with them all forever. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord for His goodness. Let's pray for Pope Leo. We know that the pressure must be enormous. So we pray that he relies entirely on God and on his guardian angel. Let's see what the monthly intentions are for this beautiful month of October. Let us pray that believers in different religious traditions might work together to defend and promote peace, justice, and human fraternity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Okay. I guess we can pray the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy for a few minutes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.